He opened his own wallet, took out Leah's picture, and studied it in solitude. He found her entrancing. She looked Hawaiian, her skin the color of cinnamon, smooth as sanded wood, her forehead high, her hair long and straight. Her eyes were faintly Asian. He probed the photo for new information and now saw that she had drawn her hair, shiny and black as obsidian, to the side with a clip. Her dress was white. Or was it only a blouse? He examined the pattern embroidered on the bodice. She wore a gold necklace, fine as spider silk, but he couldn't see what hung from it. He scrutinized her smile from close range, almost felt her breath on his face. Strange to think she was now smiling at her killer. Yet she wasn't. Her head was turned at an angle. He stared into her cheerful brown eyes, knowing she would never look back at him but always off to the side. This was a relief. Her direct gaze would have vaporized him with accusation.
So we're back to Brent on the bus, and now we know that he's on his way to carry out Mrs. Zamora's plan. His luggage is packed with supplies, but according to his parents, he has no carpentry skills, so I'm wondering how he'll build the whirligigs. I guess that book he's been studying will help him. Brent also has a picture of Leah Zamora. Remember how the whirligigs are supposed to look like her? I suppose that's why he needs the picture. Let's keep going. We're at the paragraph near the middle of page 44 that begins, "He turned the photo over."
He turned the photo over and read her full name, Leah Rosalia Santos Zamora, written in her mother's curlicued script. She'd given him the picture as a model for the whirligigs, along with a disposable camera. Strangely, she wanted photos of them, but didn't want to know their locations. The idea of coming upon one, she'd told him, rusted or vandalized or fallen over, lifeless like her daughter, was too forbidding. She preferred to see them in her mind, where they could spin forever, safe from all harm. Suburbs appeared at the window. Then the bus nosed its way through a long tunnel and emerged into downtown.